With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump says U.S. negotiators will go back to Pakistan on Monday for another round of talks with Iran. Vice President J.D. Vance will lead the team. The aim is to extend a fragile ceasefire set to expire on Wednesday of this week. Iran has not confirmed the talks, but says that it remains open to diplomacy. Meanwhile, the Iranians say the Strait of Hormuz is fully closed and will remain so until the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports ends. Any ships that try and go through it will be fired at. Scripture is being heard in the nation's capital this week. Beginning this morning, every verse of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is to be read aloud at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. An army of volunteer readers will take the podium for brief stints from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. until the job is done in 7 days. President Trump will chime in on Tuesday, April the 21st. A 90-minute special aired last night on many of these stations. The Trump administration responds to papal criticism of immigration enforcement. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
White House drug czar Tom Homan is criticizing Catholic leaders, including Pope Leo, for opposing Trump-era immigration enforcement. He argues they lack firsthand experience with border realities. Homan contends that secure borders prevent crimes such as trafficking and save lives. He urges religious leaders to better understand the consequences of illegal immigration.
Homan is a lifelong Catholic himself. Senior cabinet ministers rallying around UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, whose leadership is under threat. Starmer faces backlash over appointing Peter Mandelson as ambassador to the U.S. despite failed security checks. The Prime Minister says he was not informed of the vetting issues at the time it was taking place. This is SRN News. A transgender darts player says he is not done fighting after the sport's governing body enacted rules barring men from playing against women. Noah Lynn Van Leuven of the Netherlands is responding to the Darts Regulation Authority's new policy. The DRA has released a statement saying it had commissioned an academic study of the problem of men competing against women and got a lot of legal advice. The statement adds that, quote, as a result of its review, the DRA is satisfied that to achieve fair competition in darts, only biological females should be eligible to compete in women's tournaments. Deadly attacks on Christians in Ethiopia have spiked this year. According to International Christian Concern, the violence has been centered in the East Arsi zone. Believers make up about two-thirds of the population in Ethiopia, but the remaining one-third is Muslim, and radicalization is spreading in that community. ICC says families have lost loved ones and livelihoods have been disrupted. This is SRN News. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor apologizes to Brett Kavanaugh. Correspondent John Scott has the details.
Justice Sotomayor publicly apologized to Justice Kavanaugh after making pointed remarks at a University of Kansas event that some court watchers felt implied he was out of touch due to his privileged background. The comments, widely viewed as a breach of Supreme Court collegiality, drew criticism from legal commentators and prompted her to issue a formal statement of regret.
She had suggested Kavanaugh was disconnected from working-class realities. Don Schlitz, the storied country music songwriter known for The Gambler, has passed away. He was 73 years old. The two-time Grammy Award winner was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, and into the Country Music Hall of Fame. He wrote songs for Kenny Rogers and Randy Travis. This is SRN News.